And Ben Aberg with you again on a City Beat on your Wednesday afternoon on Double K Country with me, our Animal Control Officer Ben Douglas, and Animal Shelter Manager Lori Baldwin. We have a big thing coming up here this week, the open houses and the ribbon cutting ceremony for the new Nevada Animal Shelter. So thanks both of you for coming along with us.
Hi.
Thank you.
All right. So first off, can you talk a little bit about the history of the current facility, the old facility that is currently in operation right now?
The city researched that the current shelter was built in around 1981 with a 15-year life expectancy, and obviously we're way past that. I've been doing this for 15 and a half years, and we've been in that shelter ever since, and it's past its life. We just never really designed for the standards that we have now. You know, people say back in the day animals went there to die, and you know, we've really tried to change that, and we have over the years, and we're really looking forward to this big step into a modern facility where the animals can be treated and showed like they need to be, and no longer a road to euthanasia or you know, getting diseases and passing away. You know, now that is not the norm. It's been at least 8 or 9 years that our release rate, a live release rate, has been over 90%. And you know, in this day, you know, like this year, I think I counted the numbers last year, and I think we only put down like 11 animals the whole year. And you know, those are court ordered because they've had multiple problems out in the civilian world, and or they're sick or are just not manageable, and we cannot rehome them and you know, pass on that liability to someone else. So I mean, I think that's great numbers, and we'll never be no-kill as a municipality. We can't control what comes in, so you know, we're stuck with those sick animals, but we try and make the best decision for them.
Yeah, and as we looked at it, you talked about, yeah, current place that we've had things at has been since the early 80s, and you said, you know, expected 15-year lifespan for that facility, way past that. But how long is this current facility that we're going to have the open houses at? When did that real big-time planning kind of begin?
I know we tried to build a new shelter about 5 or 6 years ago is when the hard planning really started coming together, where there was going to be the money for it. COVID slowed us down with the USDA. You know, everybody shut down, and then we finally got it kickstarted. We actually had the director for the state of Missouri USDA came and looked at our old shelter, and that really fired it up. And I believe it or not, the USDA said they had never assisted building an animal shelter before anywhere in the United States, and they didn't understand why. I mean, Department of, you know, Agriculture, but so that really kicked it in gear and got us going with our financing and bids and everything. So
yeah, so looking forward to you know, the new part of things. What are some of the things that'll be? Let's talk a little bit more about some of the things that'll be improved at this new facility, if we can.
Yeah, so we'll be able to house things separately. We're not able to do that now. So, you know, like we tell people, right now we have an adoptable dog next to a dog that could be a dangerous dog. I mean, and people just can walk through and stick their fingers in and everything else. I mean, right when we move, we'll be able to have our adoptable dogs in their own room. You'll have your dangerous dogs in your own room. And adoptable dogs will be the only ones that people are able to see. Anything beyond that is in a staff-only area. That way we can control disease, control the public not being able to stick their hands in with a dangerous dog. No matter how many signs you put up, people still don't read them. So, and then same thing with cats. We'll have an adoptable cat room. So we'll have like viewing windows. People can see our animals if they want to actually get one out and, you know, meet it, potentially adopt it. We can do that. We have a meet and greet room separated for dogs and cats. But again, we have a cat room just specifically for like new cats coming in. Again, so disease control is high on our list because, like Ben said, if we can keep them healthy, we can find them homes. So that's top priority for us.
Yeah, you talk about all those different spaces for them. How much square footage was that again out there?
I know we're
north of 4,000 square feet. We did have I think the main building is around 4,000 square feet, and then there's, we call it a sally port, so everyone else would probably call it a drive-in garage, you know, so that the animal control truck can go in, you can shut the door, nothing escapes. We do have a couple pens out there for the, you know, our new arrivals. You know, middle of the night, officer brings something in, they can pretty much get in and out pretty quick, and the animals are still safe. But so I'd say we're probably pretty close to 5,000 square feet, which, you know, our old building was like 1,900 square feet or something like that, 1,700. So, and of course, not broken up like it needed to be either. So,
yeah, so it's broken into those areas and ups that capacity too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll double in dogs and triple in cats for our available space, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Again, with the ribbon cutting coming up this Friday, open houses Friday and Saturday at the new Nevada Animal Shelter, as we talk about this on City Beat. What more kind of goes into it in terms of processing the animal once rendered over there?
Yeah, so we have a couple different ways we get animals in, whether it be animal control brings something in, or just a citizen comes in with a stray animal they found, or an owner surrender. So whenever we have something come in, if it's, you know, we don't know the owner, we will basically what's called process it. It gets intaked into our system. We'll get pictures of it, vaccinate, basically get it ready to go into the housing with everything else that is before going to adoptable. We want to make sure it's healthy before we move it into adoptable with everything else that's been vaccinated and we know has not got anything. So whenever we get stray animals in, we try our best to get them posted up on Facebook, try to find their owners. I mean, we have to hold stray animals for 5 days for an owner to come forward and reclaim. After that 5 days, you know, we put them up for adoption, send them to rescue. Just, we try to get them out. So, but the, you know, the longer they're there, they don't like hanging out with us. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to make it not like jail, as people would say. Yeah. It kind of is dog jail, but we try to make it a lot better than that. So,
all right. And then on the flip side, for those looking to adopt once they're there, what will the process be at this location?
So we're still kind of hammering out some details. I know we're trying to change a little bit of how we do stuff. Probably go to, in the beginning, appointments, just because a lot's going to be going on. So, but come in if you see something you like online, or if you come in and see something in the building. Like I said earlier, we have meet and greet rooms so we can get the animal out. You can kind of see, does it get along with you? If you have kids or another animal, you know, you can see how it would do with you. So once you do decide to adopt, and we can go through, do paperwork, all of our animals that are adopted that are at least 4 months and older are fixed, have all their shots, microchipped, all of that. So once you decide to adopt, we can get the ball rolling.
As everything kind of comes together here, I know that before I was thinking about reaching out, you know, I was talking to Mark Mitchell a little bit ago and saying, yeah, this is moving forward pretty fast. And by the time, you know, I got done talking with him later that week, it was like, oh yeah, this open house is scheduled. So the process moving forward pretty soon. How soon until the animals are going to be in there?
We really want to get through the open house. There will not be any animals there for the open house. And, you know, the first thing people normally think of is, you know, oh, that's for the people. Not really. It's for the animals. You know, disease walking through. Mm-hmm. And people don't even realize it. I mean, we pick stuff up walking around. And the noise, right? You know, all the stimulus the animals will react to. We're kind of hoping, I think we still have to get the occupancy license to move in, but we've passed our Department of Ag inspection. I believe the roofers are done. So I don't think a lot of the groundwork right, because of the rain that we've had and stuff, is going to be done. But I really hope we're moving stuff by the end of the month and into the 1st of April. We've already been trying to set stuff up as much as we could. There are some things that are transferring from the old shelter to the new, and probably just me trying to be a good steward of tax dollars. You know, if we've got a couple thousand dollars, I know in the grand scheme of things, when, you know, you're talking $2 million to build a new shelter, mm-hmm. you know, $5,000 isn't a lot, but, you know, we have some items that need to move to the new building, and I was pretty adamant at the beginning that they're still usable, so why... You know, why buy new? You know, let's put that money towards something else. So there'll be some coordinating, but we're going to get the animals moved and get our items moved over. And I really hope we're conducting full business by the 1st of April. It's right around in there. So,
all right. So looking to move forward on that. And like you said, those funds coming together, some, some grants, some from the L. Maxwell Foundation, and everything kind of coming together.
Yeah. It came from everywhere, it seems like. There was USDA loan, which was really good interest rate. With that came grant money, you know, from the rural development type stuff, and then the Ella Maxwell stuff, and we had some other benefactors. A couple of the, I think the Moss Trust has donated some money. We had some money bequeathed to us from a lady that used to work for Southwestern Bell, if anybody remembers, here before it went to AT&T. So people have been really generous, and we hope we feel that we've put that money to good use out there, and really designed and the stuff we put into the shelter, we hope we can get, you know, 40, 50 years out of it. That kind of stuff costs more, but, you know, you either put that good stuff in there now or you're replacing it in 5 years. And we really designed it and the items going in, you know, it does. Stuff isn't going to be need to replace for 25, 30, you know, years. So I think the citizens that come out will really be
impressed.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you've been to the old shelter, there's going to be a lot of wow. This is nice. This is set up right. So that's what we're looking forward to.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about where people and when people can attend to see this here with the open houses coming up the end of this week.
So the new shelter is, I believe the exact address is 3200 Industrial Parkway. We're located between the Welding Institute and Quality Products out in the Industrial Parkway. The ribbon cutting is going to be at 10 on Friday. Yeah. And we will be have the building open until noon, so people can walk through, ask questions, whatever. And then on Saturday, 10 to 2, we're going to have the open house. People can walk through, ask questions. We'll have staff there. And then, you know, for us, after 2 o'clock, the hard planning starts to try and get our plan together to start moving everything over, because we're pretty full at the old shelter. So it's going to take quite a few trips, but we're going to make it happen.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you'd like people to know, either about this open house, the shelter, or just animal control? Anything here you'd like to add?
Spay and neuter your pets. That's
please,
the best thing you can do. You know, we're people laugh at us, but we're going to be getting into kitten season. You know, I think currently we have no cats in the shelter, and I think this is going to be the other shoe dropping, because we're getting ready for kitten season.
It's coming.
I mean, we'll end up going from 0 to 40 probably real quick.
Yeah.
But please spay or neuter your animals. That's the best thing you can do to help the animals.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks once again for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, that was Animal Control Officer Ben Douglas and Animal Shelter Manager Lori Baldwin chatting with us about the new animal shelter and the open house coming up the end of this week. That's been your City Pete program this afternoon on your brand of country, Double K Country.